where, like a pillow on a bed, her pregnant bank swelled up to rest the violet's reclining head, sat we two, one another's best.
Our hands were firmly cemented by a fast balm which thence did spring.
Our eye beams twisted and did thread our eyes upon one double string.
So to entergraft our hands as yet was all the means to make us one.
And pictures in our eyes to get was all our propagation.
As, twixt two equal armies, fate suspends uncertain victory, our souls, which to advance their state were gone out, hung twixt her and me.
And whilst our souls negotiate there, we like sepulchral statues lay. All day the same our postures were.
And we said nothing all the day. If any, so by love refined, that he soul's language understood, and by good love were grown all mind, within convenient distance stood.
He, though he know not which soul spake, because both meant, both spake the same, might thence a new concoction take, and part far purer than he came.
This ecstasy doth unperplex, we said, and tell us what we love. We see by this it was not sex. We see we saw not what did move.
But as all several souls contain mixture of things they know not what, love these mixed souls doth mix again, and makes both one each this and that.
A single violet transplant. The strength, the color, and the size, all which before was poor and scant,
redouble still and multiplies. When love with one another so interanimates two souls, that abler soul which thence doth flow defects of loneliness controls.
We then, who are this new soul, know of what we are composed and made, for the atomies of which we grow are souls whom no change can invade.
But oh, alas, so long, so far our bodies, why do we forbear?
They are ours, though not we. We are the intelligences, they the sphere.
We owe them thanks, because they thus did us